Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You had to get the right people in charge to get things done.
Straight up.
But again, so many times those fans have had the rug pulled out from underneath them. The city regarding that team has had the rug pulled out from underneath them.
Yeah. I hear you on that.
You had an exercise you wanted to do for the top 10 players.
I did.
Before did I understand I this correctly?
Yeah. Before I do that, though, I just want to let everybody know the prize pick lineup will be up.
Oh, great.
It will be up. Hopefully and I'm going
better
all
than yesterday's.
Yankees. Sacramento A's today, baby. No basketball. All Yankees, Sacramento A's, because the Yankees are in town. So I got it all baseball. Of course we got Aaron Judge at more than a half hit. That's a goblin. So I went more. Then we got my boy Jacob Wilson. That's my boy. This guy, he could hit a bullet. He could. Yeah. He can hit a bullet.
He's not missing.
True my boy run. Jacob Wilson, he makes contact. They got him at half a walk, that's a demon. Give me more. He's got a great batter's eye.
Demon.
Great batter's eye. Then we got my boy Beto. They got him at 4 strikeouts. I went less. The Bronx Bombers, they're not going to not make contact. So I went less with that. And then my guy Lawrence Butler, half a total base. It's a goblin. Give me more. I just got to take the money. It's there. I'm taking it. So that's the lineup. I'm posting it on the socials. Put in the promo code KIFM, get $50 instantly with your first $5 lineup. You don't even have to win. Just put in the promo code KIFM. That gets you $50 instantly. Must be present in certain states. Go to PrizePicks.com for more details. PrizePicks, run your game. Securing the Bagley is on the board.
Securing the game. He's on the board.
My op. But I'm fair.
Who's that in his biopic? Sure. Who's this new person? Who's this?
That's Quincy Doobie. Where you been at, bro?
Oh, Lord.
Securin is on the board.
Secure your game. Who's in the lead?
Run your shame.
Who's in the lead right now? Is it still Zabo? Johnny G? Who's
Zabo's still in the lead. Okay. He's got 9. Johnny is next with 5. Zay, you know, he had a good week. I think he got 1 this week. So shout out to him.
Filthy McNasty somewhere in there.
Filthy McNasty got his first win a couple days ago, so he is on the leaderboard. Norm Will is on there as well. Maxwell, who they didn't think was real, he's on there.
He's here and there.
And Soren's got 1, and now Secure.
You're leaving in 11 minutes. Do you want to do this exercise, or do you just want to keep talking about this fraudulent run your game league that you've hijacked from Zabo, one of the hardest workers in the chatty house?
I want to ask you guys this question. If you, Garland, Mobley, and Hunter participate in Shoot Around, developing story here on ESPN 1320. If you had to rate.
Mitchell does not look confident right now.
I also love that you said it's a developing story here on ESPN 1320. Like we just didn't read that off the TV screen and just broke the news. That's developing news here.
They aren't watching. Right. They're listening to us.
That's
you heard that
point.
Here on ESPN 1320.
That's a good point.
If you guys had to rank the top 10 players in the playoffs right now, who would you guys have? Like, collectively, let's go through that. Jokic is at 1.
Well, based on what they're doing in the playoffs right now, or just like always been that dude, like career or postseason right now.
Like, okay. If you had to rank them right now, whatever criteria you want, but they have to be playing right now.
Yeah.
Jokic at 1. SGA at 2.
I think I'd put Jalen at number 2.
Yeah. I'm surprised Jalen wasn't 1.
Yeah, I think I'd put Jalen at. Are you? I don't know if you were asking me or telling me.
I'm asking,
I think I'd
I'm
put Jalen at number 2.
Jalen.
Not trying to diminish
Jalen
SGA.
Ahead of SGA.
For me, what Jalen has done this postseason, and that's what we're talking about, right?
Mm-hmm.
For what Jalen has done this postseason is really, really stood out to me. Yeah. I feel like he's been incredible.
He's doing this on the highest stage.
He's been incredible.
The champs. Yeah.
That's fair. I'm not going to argue with that one. Brunson at 2, SGA at 3.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Donovan?
Mm-mm.
No, they losing, bro. Brother, they 0-2.
I think you know where I'm going. You're not going to like it.
I disagree with that.
Yeah, that's fine.
I disagree with
that's
that.
That's fine.
I know where you're going. You know you guys are on the same damn page.
Are we?
We're on the same page.
Yeah, I think I'd put Ty next.
We set the pace.
Well, settle down. Okay. Yeah. Easy.
Sorry.
I think I'd put Tyrese next.
He's had the big
Tyrese has been
winners.
A, yeah,
I
he's had.
That's just my opinion.
No, that's fine. I feel bad. I mean, Donovan, I feel like Donovan, you know, at least in these last two games, is just trying to get something out of his team. You called him out in series one, not him, them. You called them out in series one before they blew out
just destroyed
the rest of the Miami the rest of the way.
Yeah, I was going to say, what has Donovan done this postseason? Like, they beat up a bad Miami team and got them down 0-2 against the
Okay, he's we do scoring that? A lot. He's
broken Milwaukee team.
Nah, he's scoring a lot.
Yeah.
But for me, what Ty did against Giannis – specifically Giannis on those final plays.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, Ty is, his status has gone up for me.
So
I'd put Ty next.
On our list that we've created, I gave you guys Brunson. I'm not going to give you Ty. So we'll go Donovan, Ty.
No, it's not. It's
five.
Two versus one. What are you talking about?
That's five, right?
That's not how democracy works, sir.
Yeah.
What is this, the Electoral College?
Yeah.
I gave you guys Brunson at two.
You didn't give us anything. We said Brunson was second.
His vote's bigger. He's California.
What? I'm sorry. Now you're against the Knicks?
Yeah, Maine. my vote counts more.
Oh,
Vermont.
Wow. Well, okay, pal, you're Florida, so how does that feel?
Don't be
Florida. California.
No, you're Florida. California's the most irrelevant state in the whole election. You're Florida.
We got the most electoral college votes.
And it doesn't matter.
Well.
Yeah.
You're Florida.
We got
Florida, man.
So after that,
so let me write these down. Did we go, who was number one? Jokic. Yeah.
Brunson
okay.
two.
Jokic Brunson. Brunson. Yep.
And Brunson. Y'all said SGA.
SGA.
No.
Well, not
SGA's not even three.
Oh, yeah, SGA is three. I'm sorry, SGA is three.
Then we got to four, and we said how?
And then Ty is four.
Ty's not four. Donovan's four.
And then Donovan's five.
Just lost.
And then Donovan's five.
So, I actually...
You haven't gotten to your boy yet.
Well, this was almost a setup, right? Because... is my boy falling like that? If we did this a week ago, he'd be like top three.
Who's your boy?
Ant-Man.
Oh, Lord. I forgot about Ant-Man.
Who are you talking about?
I know you're talking about Tatum.
Talk about JT. Nah. All of a sudden, JT. Am I right? If we would have done this a week ago, Tatum probably
Tatum
down than three.
So Tatum, Tatum missed the game because of the wrist. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think he just missed one, came back, and I think he was scoring like 30. Like he was killing it. But it's not like an indictment.
But I'm not even saying anybody's wrong. I'm just saying.
I also don't think it's an indictment. Like, look at the, I mean, Jokic is as consistent as they go. Mm-hmm. Brunson is having a phenomenal postseason.
Yes.
SGA is just building up on the MVP regular season that he had.
Right.
You know, Ty Donovan, like, I don't know. I feel like even if Jason Tatum was killing it, he wouldn't even get credit for it.
Well, that's what we're here to do.
So would you put – so let me ask you this then. You'd
put
Tatum next or Anthony Edwards?
I put Ant ahead of
him. Wow. So Ant-Man at six.
Okay.
And then Tatum at seven? Tatum?
That was wild. Tatum.
Why they call that
disrespectful.
I don't know.
Damn, Tatum seven. So this was a whole setup because I heard this conversation and I was like, damn, I wonder if that's like what it is after these two games. Because am I right? Like after a week ago, before the series started, he'd be top three, right? Probably.
Top three. I still don't think he'd be top three. He did miss a game in a first round series.
Yeah, and he put him away though.
No, he did.
He put away a young Magic team.
He'd be ahead of Halliburton.
No, he wouldn't.
Yeah, he would.
No, he wouldn't.
Why do you hate Halliburton?
He started a week ago.
Why do you hate Halliburton?
I know. He'd be ahead of him. Tatum would be ahead of him.
No, he wouldn't. No, he wouldn't.
He'd be ahead of Halliburton.
Okay. No, he wouldn't.
He'd be top three. And now, two games later.
No, he wouldn't.
2 games later.
He'd be top three. So who are you taking out? You're not taking out Brunson. That'd be crazy.
It'd probably be SGA.
Wow.
Probably be SGA. SGA would probably be four. Tatum would be three.
I don't think I trust anything you say.
I don't know, man.
I don't know about you, bro. You a little suspect right now. I don't like none of this.
A week ago.
What's SGA?
A week ago, Steph was still playing.
Yeah,
well,
Steph. Where's Fred Van Fleet?
SGA just averaging 29.7 points per game.
How much is that? Well, now it's tough to tell now because he didn't have a 13-point game. Yeah. Jesus.
Give me a minute. Let me look. I don't imagine
how much is he, how much did he average in that Magic series?
Oh, calm down. What do I look like? Will Z over here? Tatum? Is that 26.8?
I'm just not impressed with him.
I'm going for the Knicks, but I need my boy to play better, man.
How can I? I wonder if I can see the series versus New York.
I got you. Give me a second. Give me 2 seconds.
How is that possible? How many? No, that might be the regular season. Hang on.
Give me 2 seconds. I got you.
Okay.
I'm going to find it right now. In that Magic
series. I can tell you this. Orlando, 36, 37, 35.
He averaged 31.3 in that series. 31.3, 11.3 rebounds, 5.3 assists.
Okay. You put Anthony Edwards above him. Do you want to change your mind?
Oh, no.
Why is Tatum treated this way?
Oh, no.
You know why?
We got to stop.
It's because he's light-skinned.
No.
That's why Tatum is he's treated like Ty Jerome out there. And Isaiah Hartenstein.
We got to stop doing my boy Tatum like this, man. All right, no, look. Okay, look. I'm putting Tatum ahead of Ant-Man.
Here's the thing.
What about Donovan?
What's the big playoff moment Tatum has had, like, this year? Like, I can't think of, like, a big moment he's had yet.
I mean, he's still averaging 31 in that series. He was averaging 31 and 11 and 5. He could do that all on no big moments. That's crazy. I'm putting
Donovan 29.3 a game.
I'm putting. I can't do that though. I'll put him ahead of Ant-Man. I'll put him ahead of Ant-Man. I'm gonna show some respect to my boy.
Yeah, even Ant had his moment against the Lakers. Like he was balling on them.
So now the top players are Jokic, Brunson, SGA, Ty,
Donovan,
Jason Tatum, Anthony Edwards.
Yeah,
who's after Anthony Edwards then?
Now we're getting into like
Russell Westbrook,
Aaron Gordon.
Well, I was gonna say, you know who's really maybe Siakam.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So I just looked at Siakam's like 18 points per game. It's about what Ty's at.
You know who I've been kind of impressed, game one aside, is Chet Holmgren. I felt like he played really well in the Memphis series. I could be wrong. I'm not looking at numbers.
He was good there. Yeah.
I thought in game three, he got him back from being down 25. I feel like Chet Holmgren's played really well. Maybe he's not top 10, but he's had a decent post.
Jimmy? Yeah.
Jimmy has some moments. Yeah. Jimmy has some moments.
Jimmy's about 18.4.
Is your boy on there? Jamal.
Nah.
No.
No.
You don't even know what he's doing.
I'm not even looking.
I'm with you, D-Lo. We ain't worried about Jamal. me and D-Lo are in sync right now. We ain't worried about Jamal Murray.
We'll come back. We'll continue to talk postseason. What's been the biggest story so far? We'll talk about that. KC is stepping out. CeeLo and KC brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. All right, KC had to step out to get to an appointment. It's the one that he left for that he thought he had yesterday and then returned shortly thereafter. He actually has it. Can't even be getting chatty house by his own family, man. It's a tough look. But Leezy hanging out. Leezy doing a whole ass radio show today.
I know. I didn't expect all this, but it's been cool so far.
You can stay. You can come and go whenever you want, man. We just hanging out talking. Couldn't sell Kenny on Tyrese, though. We were building a list of the top players in the playoffs so far. Jokic was number one, Brunson number two, SGA. You and I put Ty at number four.
Yeah, Donovan.
And Donovan, yeah, Tatum and Ant after that. Tatum really actually is having a good postseason. I just think Tatum is looked at really weird, partly because I mean, I don't know why. I don't know if it's his demeanor.
Yeah, a lot of people think Tatum's cringe for whatever reason. They don't like how he's always
paying. I know why. It's because he does and says some weird stuff.
Honest question. Do you think being a Celtic has anything to do with it?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Honestly, I think that's what it comes down
to. Yeah, it's like it would probably be the case if he was a Laker. But if he was with the Orlando Magic,
he'd be the greatest match.
I don't think it'd be the same thing. But when you're on a prestigious franchise like the Boston Celtics, yeah, like it's heightened. And then I don't think I don't think there are bigger personalities in sports than basketball players. Like you see them, they're constantly in the forefront versus NFL players who they've got helmets on. Like you don't really know much about them. In the league, they keep it that way. They gatekeep. That's what they want it to be. I don't know anything about Tatum.
I don't either. And that's the thing. Like, he was in starting five and I'm still like,
except
I don't
for
know.
Deuce.
That's it. His son. He loves Deuce.
Yeah. Like, I don't even know what type of person. He seems like a pretty, like, quiet, reserved. He seems like a sweet guy.
Yeah,
like,
he's not bad at all. Yeah.
That's it. Like, that. I don't know what to say about him. And I think sometimes we want, especially athletes who are the caliber of Jason Tatum, it's like, nah, he needs to be a killer. Yeah, yeah, dog, not everybody is a killer. He needs to be Kobe Bryant. Nah, bro, like, Kobe is always referenced for his mentality, his work ethic, all of those different things, because he's literally the one.
He's it, yeah.
He's the one.
Yeah, and that's on the opposite end of Tatum is like a person like Ant-Man. Everyone loves Ant because he's outgoing, he'll speak, mm-hmm. he'll talk that talk, and he has the big moments. But so as Tatum, it's really the criteria on Tatum's a lot harder.
Great point in the chatty house too. He went to Duke.
Well,
and that's always going to, like, people, if people have their feelings about the Celtics, they're going to have feelings about Duke.
Yeah.
They always do. And that game three gets underway here in just a little over an hour. The Cavs at the Pacers. I don't know why I tied that into Jason Tatum. I'm thinking about
following the show. That's why.
Yeah, I get they. Thank you. That's what I was doing. Cavs at Pacers following the show.
Hey, the other day, I think you guys were asking, like, big moments Tatum has had. And I always remember the Game 7 or whatever, when he went up against LeBron, he chest bumped him or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Tatum has big moments. He's won a chip.
Yeah,
he's
that's
done
the one
a lot
Jesse
of,
brought up, I think.
That's
right?
What
that
I always think of.
Year.
Well, yeah. It's like the Lebatard clip that Casey showed us yesterday. Like, play that clip. Like, Lebatard was kind of talking out of his ass right there. Like, he does no moments, the whole prove to me your championship. Like, who else needs to do that?
Well,
and hold on, he was talking about, like, Brunson, like, has done this and that. Like, Brunson hasn't even accomplished, like, half the things that Tatum has already.
Yeah.
So it's like, why is the Brunson getting this, like, why do guys like Brunson get put ahead of Tatum when Tatum does have moments, he's got a ring and stuff like that?
All of that stuff works a year ago. It doesn't work anymore.
Yeah, he moved the goalpost, though. He just now proves to me, like, and like my bigger point, I guess, like, these guys just don't like Tatum is what it comes down to.
And that's the thing. Like, you can't have a narrative about somebody and then they go win a championship and go, well, you know, he didn't win the MVP.
Yeah.
Great. Steph went to a bunch of finals, won them, and didn't win the MVP until the last one.
Yeah telling me, prove to me you're a champion, and then bringing up Jalen Brunson in the same sentence as if, like, you're not him. I was like, that doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, it doesn't. Brunson hasn't even been to the finals. Like, come on. But Brunson's perceived as this killer and this crazy score.
Very, the energy around Tatum is odd. It's very odd. And then I knew he had the run after the wrist injury of, like, it was just 30 points, like, he had been killing it. Mm-hmm. But I don't think I realized he's averaging 29.6 7 or whatever it is on the postseason so far. Yeah. But none of that really matters. The fact that they're down 0-2 to the New York Knicks, that's what matters.
That's the story.
That's the story. Yeah. And, you know, when you look at moments, you know, that have happened here in the postseason, Tatum's going to need to have a moment here.
That's what I was saying. We were talking about, like, who can benefit the most from this postseason, and we talked about SGA and Tyrese and all that, but I think Tatum really could. If he can come back in this series and prove to people, like, he's that guy, that would be big for him, even though he shouldn't have to prove it.
Yeah, but I posed that question and wondered, right as I said it, to what Jesse just said, are they just going to move the goalpost again? Because it genuinely seems like they don't like him. Yeah. And it's not because he's a bad guy or whatever it is. I just think they can't figure him out. And because they, meaning like the collective basketball media, even basketball fans, because they don't have something that you could, what characteristic trait do you point to? Like LeBron, oh, he's the greatest.
Yeah.
Fine.
Yeah.
Kobe Bryant, oh, man. Is
Mama mentality.
Yeah. Jokic, just like, what do you say about Tatum, except he's really, really good?
Yeah, he doesn't have a thing to attach to him. Like with Brunson, he hasn't been this great scorer, all that. He's the Knicks. That's just the whole thing you can connect this to.
Mm-hmm.
Ant-Man, his personality and how great he is. Even a guy like Luka doesn't have the biggest personality, but his game, and now with the Lakers and all that. Tyrese, we know Tyrese is outgoing. He'll be on everybody's podcast. Different players, you have different things you can attach them to and market them to and like about them. But I don't think Tatum has that. And it's unfortunate because he has so much great moments in the playoffs, and he's done so much and he's so accomplished.
I feel like before he would have just been labeled like he's just a guy who wins, I guess. Like,
yeah,
that's not flashy, but like ever since he's gotten to the league, like he took that Celtics team to these conference finals and stuff like that. Like, he's not flashy, but he impacts the Celtics in a way where they're just constantly winning. You throw in Derek White and stuff like that, but you take Tatum off, it's not going to work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good point, Jesse.
If the Celtics lose this series, what's their offseason look like?
They're just fast forwarding, I guess, to what it could look like next offseason. Like, you're trying to move off of Kristaps Porzingis, Drew Holiday, stuff like that first. I don't think you're trying to move off of Jaylen Brown or anything like that. You want to keep him and Tatum together.
But you have to rebuild. Like, you're still trying to have a championship team with those two guys, aren't you?
Tatum and Brown, you're always going to be at least bare minimum a playoff team, I think, with those guys.
Yeah, but you're not trying to be a playoff team. You're trying to be a championship team.
I think you could do, like, you keep Derek White around. Peyton Pritchard playing point guard, Derek White starting at the two, and then Tatum Brown entered center. That's still a really good team.
Does all of this happen whether they win or lose? Like, even if they beat the Cavs, what if they win the championship?
Maybe you start with Porzingis if they win.
Mm. Yeah. Start with moving Porzingis.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Don't they have new ownership, too?
Mm-hmm.
Like, isn't that a concern, too? Because sometimes you get new owners, and they come in.
The plan before and after is still to make moves and stuff, because it's not about paying the money. It's about losing your first-round picks or that stuff getting tied up, because the new owners, like, they ask, like, this gets reported that they wanted Brad Stevens around for this and stuff like that. So I don't think they're going to try going backwards or anything like that, but like now you're going to try and get out of those holes, I guess.
Okay. I'm just making sure. I don't want this to be a Phoenix Suns situation.
Kristaps Porzingis' absence does feel like a big deal. Maybe that's just overstating because they're losing.
Maybe it helps with Mitchell Robinson, but it's not why they've lost, I think.
Hmm. Yeah.
What if the Cavs lose?
If the Cavs lose, then it's going to go with that narrative everyone's had against them, that they weren't that great from the beginning.
Yeah, I think we all just move on from them.
Yeah.
Dude, not no even one cares. About
them no one cares. Year. Unfortunately, no one cares.
No one seems like, oh, yeah, the Cavs like could win a title. It's just, all right, maybe they show up or not.
Well, yeah.
Right or wrong, I think that's going to be the narrative.
You still have like a solid core of players. You had 64 wins.
Yeah.
Do you go for Kevin Durant? Do you look for...
Was there talk of trading Darius Garland before the season?
Yeah.
Or am I misremembering? Maybe you go back to that, though.
Yeah. I mean, they have a great squad. They have their two big men. You have your star in Mitchell. You have a great upcoming player in Garland. You have the pieces. And they brought a new coach, and he really unlocked them. But people just aren't taking them serious for whatever reason.
I don't know what they're missing.
I think you do have to switch it up if you do lose in the second round.
Yeah, Garland.
If you're Cleveland.
Get moved.
Yeah, because I could care less that you won 60-something wins in the regular season. You're in the same postseason ending every year now.
But you have to identify why. How do you win 64 games in the regular season and then in this scenario get eliminated?
Donovan Mitchell needs a better running partner.
And that would be it. And so that's where we're at, right? Like you have Evan Mobley, the defensive player of the year. I'm a huge believer in Jared Allen. I like Jared Allen a lot, but I also think he's probably a piece that you could attach in a trade.
Yeah.
But you may have to be. We keep talking about teams like the Houston Rockets and some of those teams, you know, being aggressive with these exits. Maybe, you know, we've even had the conversation about the Golden State Warriors being aggressive this offseason. Cleveland might be a team that needs to be aggressive this offseason to find Donovan a guy to, like, a true running mate. I don't know if that's Kevin Durant or what it is, but you got to find someone for Donovan to run with. So if you lose Darius Garland, he doesn't have to go for 48.
Yeah.
For you to go for 48 and a loss.
Yeah. No, like you said. Do you think if they get KD, that would put them over? Do you think that would be the missing piece for them?
I don't know what Cleveland's missing. Yeah. Like, I feel like they have, I mean, and maybe it's unfair to just saying they're missing, like, you know, because Garland's out, Mobley's out. Like, mm-hmm. they're missing healthy guys. That's a factor, and I don't know if they'll use that going into the offseason. Like, we lost two starters in a huge rotational piece, mm-hmm. you know, during this series. We can't look too down on what we did.
Yeah.
There's probably at least a little bit of validity to that. It's the Doc Rivers, Kendrick Perkins thing. We're still undefeated with our starting five.
Yeah.
Like, I understand why you hang on to that. Mm-hmm. But if you're Cleveland, you probably can't afford to be wrong.
Yeah, that could really set you back. If you try to make a move and then it doesn't work out, and it's like, oh, well, you gave
Or you don't.
Well,
you don't make a move and you hang on that Garland's out, Mobley's out. You hang on that. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, the new season comes around. Next season comes around, and you fall short. Yeah. You're not there.
Yeah,
it's a tough. I mean, it's probably, you know, to your point, it's probably a gamble either way.
Yeah, because you don't want to give up on a guy like Garland, because he is a good player and all that. But at the same time, you don't want to be complacent. You know, we've kind of seen that here. Sometimes you got to take that next step, and sometimes you got to gamble, you know?
Well, you also don't want to be redundant either. Like, we wondered if the Garland-Mitchell thing would work, and it did. And I think a big reason that it worked is Mitchell. I think Donovan's season, maybe it wasn't an MVP caliber season, but I thought he had a brilliant season.
Yeah.
In the fact that he obviously kind of took a step back a little bit, mm-hmm. and that helped his team thrive.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that was Kenny Atkinson or that was Donovan's own doing, or, you know, a meeting of the two, but it worked.
Yeah, no, Cleveland's playing great, and like you said, he's letting other people eat too. Like, Evan Mobley had a solid year. Garland, when healthy, plays good. Even Jared Allen, who we like, you know. So letting other people eat and get theirs has helped them. He's, like you say, he's not being too ball dominant.
I'll also be interested to see what the Indiana Pacers do if they lose, whether it's this round or next round.
Yeah.
Because I've kind of looked at this team like their core group, so to speak, is here.
Yeah.
And that's namely Ty and Pascal Siakam. But what do you do next to get you over the top if it's either the Knicks or the Celtics or whoever that wind up getting you?
You probably look at Benedict Mathurin's value around the league. I think
someone will take Benedict. He's really good.
I think, yeah, he's probably got some potential that's not going to be realized on this team, just given who they got
because
on this team.
Because
they have so much depth and everything else. Like, yeah, he needs a place where he can get his and get his points.
And this isn't like – this isn't – building, this isn't even retooling, this is like fine tuning.
Yeah,
like you're losing in the conference finals or the second round or whatever, you're not unless you're older and really expensive, you're not overhauling your team, you're fine tuning it and trying to figure out what puts us over the top against team A, team B, team whoever.
Yeah, how do we prepare for the Celtics? How, what are we gonna do about the Knicks and their size and their depth? Well, you know, making those moves and adjusting your team, yeah.
And that's it feels like this could wind up being one of the weirdest off seasons ever, with the Kevin Durant stuff, with the potential stuff that might happen with the Boston Celtics and them.
Pat Riley
off.
Today was talking about, like, they're gonna make moves too.
Oh yeah, he's talking about they're gonna retool it. Yeah, they're gonna make some changes in mind. We'll see what he does.
He wouldn't rule out trading for an aging star, I believe.
Yeah,
all right,
Grandpa. It looks like Bam isn't happy there either.
Well, why would he be?
He shouldn't be. That's why I get so mad when people get mad at Jimmy. It's like, dude, man, that's not doing nothing.
Do we add Bam's name to the list of guys that might get traded this offseason?
I don't think so. I think no, because Pat Riley talked about it today. Like Tyler Herro and Bam are still like their guys, but they're gonna try to make other moves.
Well, they gotta do something.
You don't trade Bam, I don't think.
Bam is super valuable.
He talked about not trying to rebuild. It's not a long-term process. They're still trying to win. So, yeah, they're not trading Bam from what he was talking.
I'll give Riles the benefit of the doubt, too, because it's not like they didn't try. Like, they tried to get Dame.
They tried, yeah.
They just couldn't get him out of spite. It's not like they were just like, nah. Mm-hmm. They had an offer for him, a pretty decent offer.
They were trying to give up Tyler.
And they just couldn't. They just couldn't land him. So I don't like it's not like they were just, you know, Monty McNair in it and we're hanging out not doing anything. They were trying to get the deal done. That was an uncalled for shot at Monty McNair.
Hey, we want to, be flexible? What's Monty's thing you always say?
What was it? Flexible and
stability or what was it?
I don't remember. I remember maintain and improve. And I can't remember what the flexible line. It was something about money, financial. I don't remember.
I don't know. James knows.
I don't know. James definitely knows. He probably heard it 1,000 times.
Yes.
He definitely did. But, man, when you look at...
But to your point, this offseason maybe being crazy, Giannis is another person you got to think about because everything going on in Milwaukee.
Well, that's the thing. Like, Giannis, and then you wonder, it's a longer play, but does someone, and I'm sure the answer is emphatically yes, ask about Dame? Not with the idea of Dame's going to help us, right? It's just like, hey, you're done, right?
Yeah.
What's this look like? Mm-hmm. How can we make this move?
Yeah.
And you basically just sit on your hands and wait.
What's a team with a really bad what's a team with a player with a bad contract that could use a year off from Dame?
What like,
is there a team that needs to move off of a bad deal with a player who? I guess it's like a John Wall for Westbrook type of deal is what I'm thinking.
When you want to swap the money.
Because you're not trading for Dame Lillard if you're a contender, I think.
No, not anymore.
At least you're not doing it this season.
You know, not to derail things, but another person I was even thinking about was Joel Embiid. What's going on with the 76ers and the mess they got going over there?
Stay his ass in Philadelphia.
he ain't going nowhere.
Like, if you're, okay, let's say you try Giannis. And it doesn't work. If you're Houston, can you try to turn the Fred VanVleet team option into Dame Lillard, knowing Dame's not going to play for you this year?
No. Yeah, if I'm a contender, at least I'm not trading for Dame this season.
Does KD... Okay. This is a multi-layered question. Was Houston really a contender this year?
Yeah.
Really?
No. Yeah, like they. I mean, I don't want to disrespect them. Like they were the second seed, I think, and all that. Like
you have had no problem disrespecting Cleveland all year.
The city.
Well,
the thing with Houston is young. People were surprised. We always talk about timelines. We were surprised at this point how they progressed this fast.
Does Kevin Durant make Houston a contender?
1,000%. Yeah, of course. He's exactly what they need.
Definitely. Okay.
All right.
They need someone they can go to when things get tight because Şengün wasn't ready. Jalen Green wasn't ready.
Yeah, they weren't contenders if looking back at it because I don't really believe in Şengün. Amen Thompson going to lead you anywhere.
Still developing.
Yeah, he's not ready yet.
They're not ready yet.
He's close, though.
He's there.
Dead serious. Does DeMar make them better?
No. Like, DeMar, like. If I'm gonna get a score, I need a guy who can shoot threes like consistently.
Okay, yeah, I got you.
At least for Houston,
I got you. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I don't think he makes him better.
Who does DeMar make better? Like
every time we talk Clippers. DeMar, my mind just goes to the Clippers every time.
Just send him back to LA.
Yeah,
play with his homies.
Maybe Miami.
He should have been on Miami earlier. If they would have got him, they still had Jimmy. That would have been good.
They didn't have the money. They would have had to execute that trade that Sacramento did or something like what Sacramento did.
Yeah.
And they would have had to found a suitor that had cap space. San Antonio was a suitor for Harrison Barnes and they had cap space. And San Antonio knew no matter this ain't our year.
No.
We know that.
Yeah, they know.
It's all good.
They know what time it was.
We need a good little solid player here to work out.
Well, DeRozan, since he had an article on it, DeRozan for McCollum, or yeah, wrote an idea for DeRozan for McCollum trade.
I mean, McCollum can knock down the three. We've seen him light up the Kings. McCollum still got juice in the tank.
I need to know what the Kings are doing, though.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Like, if they acquired CJ or just well,
yeah,
in
like, it's just like, what's the plan? Who are they running it with? Is Sabonis here? LaVine? Like, what's the plan? Sabonis, like, again, LaVine, is it just, McCollum? Are they running it back and it's just going to trade DeMar?
Okay, so looking at positions, clearly we got to get Will Z on the show next week. Looking at positions, if you swap DeMar and CJ, are the Kings immediately better just because of the position need?
I'll say they're better because he can knock down a three.
It's about the same for me. You're still playing team, perennial playing team.
No, they weren't even that this year. Well, I guess they were a playing team.
They were playing.
Yeah. A 40-42 playing team.
Still no point guard either.
Yeah. That's the thing with the Kings. So, like, going into the offseason, like, what's the plan? Are they retooling, starting over?
Well, they're not starting over. Not like, this team is absolutely not starting over. Okay. I don't know, like, they're not fine-tuning the expression we were using earlier. Maybe it is a retool. Mm-hmm. Maybe it is a... I don't know what it is. Jesse said, I need to know what they're doing. I have no idea what they're going to do. Because I don't know what the right answer is. The one thing I don't think, they're not going to trade everybody.
No, no.
Like, it's not like, oh, DeMar is gone, Domas is gone, Keegan's gone. Like, I don't think they're doing all of that. Mm-hmm. I do think Keegan Murray winds up getting an extension this offseason. I don't know what for dollar figure. I don't think DeMar DeRozan is a Sacramento King next year.
No.
I think the most fascinating one to watch is what happens with Domantas Sabonis.
How comfortable do you feel with Valanciunas as your starting center?
Yeah, not great. I mean, like, for
82 games.
Yeah. No, like, I
like, do you think you could get something for, and I guess if you're comfortable enough with Valanciunas, like, do you think you can get something? Do you think Sabonis is valuable enough to get, like,
if you got something
that can have impact?
So if you're able to do that, then I'm fine with Valanciunas. But Valanciunas is a starting center in the league.
Thank you. Yeah.
But if you're using Domas to fill the obvious gaps in the roster,
you're not like bringing in Michael Bridges for Domas or anything. But like, yeah, like you said, you're filling in.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that happens.
Yeah, that doesn't happen. But that would be amazing.
It would.
Yeah, Domas in New York, that would go great.
Good luck.
That would go terrific.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't hate Valanciunas being the starting center, just as long as the return for Domas fills out some of these different spots that the Sacramento Kings need to do.
Yes.
Whether it's the long-coveted 3-and-D or athletic wing or whatever terminology people want to use, or it's the point guard or a combination of both or whatever. I think
works. You can find a point guard. Whether you want to get a veteran or a young guy, you can find a point guard. There's someone out there, but getting that 3-and-D wing, that's the harder one.
Can we sign Russell Westbrook?
Jesse.
No, nobody.
I'm out.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, Russ is doing his thing.
Man,
he's cooking
here,
for them.
Doing his thing in Denver.
He's cooking for them.
But he's thriving in whatever this next chapter is for him.
He should retire a Denver Nugget.
He should. Like, he's playing great. He's their X Factor. When he plays
well,
good.
What do you mean? He should retire this season or he should just finish his career with Denver?
I guess whenever the Nuggets say they're done with him, I might just be time to wrap it up.
I feel like that's going to be this year. I don't know that they're going to bring him back for another.
I mean,
that's another team. Like, what's Denver do? I think we already had questions about Denver to begin with. Let's say this thing ends with the Oklahoma City Thunder, to fit the theme of what we were talking about with Boston and Cleveland. What does Denver do?
Maybe Denver, you work with Gordon, Murray, and Jokic still, but you try to see if you can get some lower level role players that can just kind of get you back to that depth where
you can get some successful.
You're really trying to move off Michael Porter Jr.
You can get something.
That's part of the one. Yeah, I think
he's young. But why do you?
Makes most sense.
But he's perpetually injured.
18 points per game. Maybe he's not injured for us.
Shoots
the three ball well.
Man, that's the phrase right there. Yeah. Maybe he's not injured for us.
That happens a lot with players. Like, you'll take a risk on somebody because you believe, in our system, he won't get hurt like Zion.
He makes a ton of money, too.
Maybe you can get just a couple salaries or whatever that match it.
He makes a ton of money.
He does, but someone will believe, like, oh, that's our missing piece. We need, like, this guy we can go to.
I don't think that's true. I don't think anyone's going to believe Michael Porter Jr. is their missing piece.
He's a good role player. He's a good role player.
At 30...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Five-ish million? If Domas' contract is bad, and I'm not going to argue with anyone who says it is, Michael Porter Jr.'s contract is not good.
Okay, so I'm just asking just so we can get the answer. He doesn't make sense here, right?
No. Well.
Why? I think he does.
Yeah.
But there's a problem.
Trading for him, making that deal work.
No, it doesn't. Yeah. He makes too much. Like that, for what he offers in that contract here.
Yeah, here.
That doesn't work.
Well. Remember draft day, people were very high on Michael Porter Jr. So
Michael Porter Jr. was the one. He was supposed to be the number one pick in that draft.
Until everyone found out about his back, yeah.
And then they put that man out there to walk up that stage.
He could barely walk. Yeah, I remember. Yeah, he could barely walk.
But that was all, like, legit. Like, he was supposed to be the one.
Yes, yes.
And that back injury just chipped away. And then you start to see some semblance of like, oh, okay, now we're starting to see.
Yeah.
Now we're starting to see this.
And he's in the perfect system for it, too, playing with Jokic, setting him up and everything else. And a good coach.
Yeah, that's good for him, but is it good for Denver? Like, Denver, and this happens even with teams that are constructed well. You have to constantly move. Mm-hmm. Like, this is where the Golden State Warriors deserve a ton of credit.
Yes.
They just kept moving. Whether the two, obviously the two timeline thing was a massive failure, but they tried to like keep moving. They used, they went and got Chris Paul's, they went and got Chris Paul. They were able to use him, mm-hmm. To make deals. They,
even this season, they moved on. They tried Schroeder. They tried, D'Anthony Melton. They just kept moving. They got Jimmy, worked out for him,
And then they wind up getting Jimmy. They let go of Klay Thompson. Like they make difficult decisions to allow their roster to evolve. That's where the Nuggets are. The Nuggets, it's not that those basketball players are bad. It's just that the collective probably doesn't work anymore. Yeah. Now there's another wild card with Denver though. Mm-hmm. You blame it on the coach. You've already made a switch there. You could realistically Let's bring the guys back with David Adelman and see what it looks like. And if we don't like the direction it's going, of course, it's a risk and it might be a bit of a dangerous game. But if we don't like the direction it's going, we start to make some changes in February.
Way another team might see it, MPJ might be healthy for us. I think the other side is Denver knows he won't be healthy for them. But I think it's time to move on.
Mm.
David Adelman could be the guy still, but I think going into the offseason, if you're still trying to progress, it's probably time to move on from him.
I think that's probably the biggest one.
Is Denver?
Michael Porter Jr. Like the one that could probably net you the most. But you just have to find one. You got to find someone who's in on it.
Yeah. We'll
take it.
We talk about this with Zion. Like, he's always hurt for the Pelicans. Someone's going to believe he's going to be healthy for
us. Someone's going to believe our medical staff is good enough.
That's what I'm saying.
I wish I knew, I feel like the conversation around Draymond Green, I want to know what happened on the bike. I think it was Draymond who said it, but I don't know for sure.
Yeah.
I don't know who.
Marcus Thompson has something. I think he tweeted about with the video. I think when he's on the bike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So who determined it was a racially charged remark? Was that Draymond or someone else? Do we know?
I'm not sure.
I don't know. Somebody said something to him. I don't know if this Draymond.
Well,
said
you could see it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You could see he's clearly having an interaction. But
yeah.
I know MT2 is pretty close with Draymond. Let me see if I can see what Marcus Thompson wrote or tweeted. I assume he was there last night covering this team. Apparently, here's the tweet. Apparently, an incident happened where a fan was ejected for hurling a racial at Draymond, perhaps more context behind his post-game statement. That's it. There's nothing else there. Yeah. Scrolling, just trying to find something else and can't. All right.
Well.
All right. Well, he's not an angry black man. That's what we know for sure.
You know,
he does have a 1 minute long reel of violence.
Yeah.
But
he has whole compilations of him acting a fool on the court, you know, putting people in headlocks, flailing his arms, hitting people in the face. Whether it's Fred or whoever, he's always into something, man.
Just non-basketball play on top of non-basketball play on top of non-basketball play. Oh, I want to.
Yeah.
This is
the guy to ask.
This is the very rare occasion where I just looked up at the television and said, "I'd love to know what Bob Myers is saying right now."
Defending his guy, probably.
A sentence I have never uttered before. I would love to know what Bob Myers is saying right now about his boy, Draymond Green. There's also a belief that, I mean, I don't want to say there's a belief. That's the wrong word. There were rumblings that Bob Myers wasn't a big Draymond Green guy.
Really?
It was Joe Lacob. Joe Lacob was the Draymond Green guy, and he was the one who made sure that Draymond was back for the 4-100, I think it was, or whatever that contract wound up being.
Well, that's going to be another thing. Like, pretty soon here, whatever happens at the end of this offseason, people are going to start thinking about, hey, what are we going to do with Draymond? Are we keeping him? Are we moving him? Because
oh, I don't think that's a thing they're discussing at all.
Really?
Draymond Green will not play for any other basketball team except the Golden State Warriors. If Joe Lacob went to him, and I don't think it could be Mike Dunleavy, it'd have to be Joe Lacob. If Joe Lacob went to him right now and said, we're looking to move you.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, we're trading you this offseason.
He retired.
He retires.
Yeah.
He will not play for a basketball team that does not have Steph Curry on it.
Yeah, he'll get exposed real quick.
Absolutely not.
It'll be last night. He'll be trying to get thrown out.
He barely plays on a team that doesn't have Steph Curry now.
Yeah, he's trying to get thrown out last night.
I don't know that he was, because he executes those same exact plays when Steph Curry's actually in the game. That clip, like I wish I had taken a picture of it when we looked up at the TV. The look on Steph Curry's face 4 minutes into the game was one of the funniest things I've ever seen. Now, admittedly, I did feel bad for Steph Curry later. I felt bad for Steph personally because, again, he's 37. His time is winding down. Like, he has limited shots here in the postseason, and I do believe this Golden State Warriors team was good.
Yeah, with a healthy Curry, they have an opportunity to make it to the championship and all that and make a run. But, like, with Draymond being a liability, with Steph being hurt, it's a big hurdle to overcome right now.
But that look on Steph's face was just like, man, this team stinks.
Yeah, he's disgusted.
He's dropped that look like 3 different times this year.
Well, he dropped it after the Sacramento game, the good one, where we actually won and played well.
Was that the FaceTime game?
Yeah. That man in the – he had his hands in his face. Like, he was fed up. That was pre-Jimmy.
Yeah. Well, that's why they were terrible pre-Jimmy.
They were awful.
They're awful.
And he knew it. And now he's seeing the team without him.
It's bad again.
Not good. No. Not good, which is crazy because they've had
that game one was good. Draymond came out, hit 4 threes. Mm-hmm. That was insane. Buddy was playing great, but this game two, they just did not have it. That game was over before it even started.
It absolutely was.
Yeah.
It absolutely was. That game was a lot like it wasn't as dramatic, but a lot like the Thunder-Denver game.
Yeah,
it was over in the first quarter.
Yeah, I remember I was running back home to watch the game. I just got food and the score was out of control. I was like, well, this is already over.
Yeah, the idea that they were going to come back from that. Like, I know Warriors fans get frustrated with Steve Kerr, as do I.
I do too.
But you know, I think he said something about, it was Draymond Green and somebody. Oh, Jimmy. He was like, I didn't want to put them back out there unless I really believed that the game was gettable. And there are Warriors fans who feel like he waves the white flag a little too quickly.
Yeah.
But I actually understood. Like, there was no chance that group was making a run last night to win that basketball game.
And you don't want to leave them out there and someone else gets hurt, you know?
Well, yeah, and like you also have, I mean, it's also call it what it is. Like Draymond's older.
Yep.
Jimmy's older. Yep. Yeah, you've got to, like, if you can steal, you have a bad night and you can steal a couple minutes for these guys to rest, you can steal a little bit of time at the end of the game for these guys, yeah, take it.
Yeah.
Just take it. And like Pop said in Friday, you live to fight another day.
You want some of this, old man?
Mm.
No. No. But yeah, the Warriors, they tried to make a run in the third, but it was over. Man, are the reports out? Is Curry going to play game 3 or probably not? Probably not.
Curry's not going to play again. Yeah, like, there's no report. Like, Curry's not. Steph's not playing.
No.
Steph, absolutely. Like, he. The more that came out before the game last night, it's like, Steph's not going to play. Like, we were looking at the calendar to the game 6, and it was 10 days, which is the same time that James Harden, you know, when he hurt his hamstring, and James dragged his dead leg out there to get, and credit to him, to get through, I think it was game 5, 6, and 7.
Yeah.
You can't do that with Steph.
No.
And I mean, and Harden was probably 31 at the time of that, 32 maybe. Mm-hmm. You can't do that with Steph at 37. You can't do that with Steph, period.
Yeah.
I don't think he plays. I don't even know if this series makes it to game 6 after what we saw the other night. But how long will this cat do the Cavs survive the weekend?
I think they'll get one. I think they'll get one. I don't think they're winning tonight, but I think they'll get one. It'll be a gentleman's sweep 4-1. Yeah.
I'm in on the Pacers. I don't like predicting games, but I think the Cavs get both. I think we have
they're
a
gonna
series.
Win both in Indiana.
I think we have a series, a real series, when we get back here on Monday. Thunder and Nuggets is the other game tonight. This one, of course, in Denver. Great job today.
Oh yeah, today
was 3 hours of radio, man. Nice job.
It flew by. Today was great. Kenny got his hat. We had some laughs. It was fun times. Jesse, I'm sorry about the Celtics, but no, today was fun, man.
We appreciate you for being with us. Hit the thumbs up before you go. We got NBA playoff basketball coming up next here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.